Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7:23. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This would probably be a great road trip song if you're getting a little frustrated.
I was going to say, in what world is this? Yes. Yeah. If you've already lost it, yes.
Well, I just saw the travel deadline for today to get on the road. 11 Alive is saying you got to get out before 11 a.m. So, Mike, your trip's fine.
That's exactly why we have planned out what we've planned out today. Yeah. There was no point in going back to Sandy Springs and then loading the kids in the car and trying to get out of town. That would have put us past the deadline. You know what I mean?
So did you Uber here this morning?
My man Squid Billy over there was kind enough to stop through.
Cute.
Stop through to make sure that that the wife could scoop and we could flee the city limits.
W-mans.
That's right.
What?
W-mans. That means you're a good dude. That means good friend.
Oh, is that Gen Z?
Yeah, a little bit of Gen Z talk, a little slang.
Yeah, you know, not obviously. I mean, we haven't really talked too much about it. I'm not going into detail, but I don't have my truck right now, so I'm in a rental, and the rental.
I wondered if you were going to bring this up.
And I don't like. Here's the problem. Mike and I are both the opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to size.
Uh-huh.
And we both are very aware that he's aware he's 6'5", 290, and I'm aware I'm a 5'8", and, you know, 5'8½", and in the 160s. When he gets in my truck and he rides and he sits in the passenger seat, we feel like two regular human beings.
Yes.
When he got in that little, I'm in the Equinox right now. When he got in Equinox,
I know exactly where you're going.
Is it like a seesaw?
Dude. It felt like I was a 12-year-old sitting in a clown car, and Mike got in it, and he was like seven clowns.
I looked like...
I was like, do you want to get out and carry it? Do you want to get out and carry me? And an Equinox is not a small vehicle.
No, it's not.
I looked like Donkey Kong on Mario Kart with his knees hanging off either side of the steering wheel. You know what I mean?
And I
the
felt
shoulders
bad.
Up above the chair. That's what I looked like.
I felt bad. I didn't feel bad. Like, I just was like, man, because the first thing that went in my head is I've always, because I don't want to put your business out there, but Mike's wife has a Suburban, and it's a really nice vehicle.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I mean, you got two kids, but that's a big vehicle. Never mind.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I knew immediately why I got a Suburban.
Allie, I bought a new car just a few weeks ago, and I was talking to Sandra about it, and she was like, yeah, we do the whole Carvana thing, you know, where you can buy it online and all the stuff, and just deliver it. And I'm like, that's not really an option for me. She's like, why? I was like, because I need to make sure that I have enough room.
Right.
Enough shoulder room, headroom, all the above. And I got to sit in that thing just to make sure that I feel comfortable. And It is funny thinking back on it that I drove a Ranger. One of my first cars was a Ford Ranger, and I was literally sitting in the back of the extended cab in that thing.
What I would love to see you in is that the Geo Tracker.
The Geo Tracker. God, I missed that car.
Cannot imagine that.
I missed that car so bad.
Dude, my aunt had one of those when we never hung out with my aunt, like, because she lived in a different part of the town and everything. But we did one time, and I remember being stuck on, like, 75 in traffic in a Geo Tracker, and I was like, this is a small vehicle, and I'm just a kid.
Yeah, dude.
I can imagine seeing you driving it.
Yeah. You know, you obviously have met Justin, but one of my other high school buddies was a guy named George Selvey. Was an All-American at South Florida, and we used to ride around. I mean, he was a huge dude, too. He's like, I think he finished his college career at 6'5", 260, and we used to ride around all the time in that Geo Tracker. Not even bat an eyelash at that thing.
That poor car.
The lock-in front hubcaps for the four-wheel drive. Let's go, baby.
Bro, I'm going to tell you
Let's
something.
Go.
Whoever made those, whoever that Geo was getting those shocks from, the suspension, like, that company's got to be in business still.
I miss that car so bad.
Man, well, speaking of cars, and if you're hanging around town this weekend, I would love to see you this Saturday, noon to 2. I'm going to be out at Nally Kia in Stonecrest. You can try out the cars for yourself. See if you fit in them. We're going to be getting ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV. You get a Yeti cooler. You would think the TV is the bigger prize, but everyone's excited about that Yeti cooler. So come on out, because you'll also have a chance to win tickets to an upcoming home game. It's Saturday, noon to 2 at Nally Kia in Stonecrest. Quarterbacks Drew Brees and Philip Rivers, along with wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, tight end Jason Witten, and running back Frank Gore, made it to the semifinal state in their first year of eligibility for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
There was another, couple offensive linemen on there. Jari Evans was one of them. So we talked about Jari Evans actually last week. He's one of the assistants for the New Orleans Saints, was incredible. And I brought up the fact that guy should definitely be a Hall of Famer. I think Marshall Yanda is also on it. I'm not so sure about him. But yeah, I mean, those are some big names. Philip Rivers will be an interesting one. And I think there's a lot to be taken away from the Philip Rivers era when you kind of compare and reflect on Matt Ryan's time here. There are a lot of things very similar about those two guys' games at certain points in their career. I'm not saying it's apples to apples, but Philip Rivers and that whole conversation will be very interesting. He, you know, obviously has like 11 kids. He's actually a high school head coach over in Alabama, and is enjoying his retirement life. But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see who from that group actually makes it into the Hall, because that's a good group of players.
Drew Brees is definitely a Hall of Famer. The thing that could hurt Philip Rivers, even though he didn't, everyone's going to bring up winning the Super Bowl, although Eli Manning is going to be in his second year on the list as a semifinalist, and he won two. But the thing for me is, you think about it, and you're like, well, Philip Rivers never won an MVP, and he never made the Super Bowl, never even made the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that could be the determining factor of that keeps him out, and puts Matt Ryan in.
It could be. Have you guys heard anything? Because obviously we were all listening to the radio. You guys heard anything about how Drew Brees was as a commentator on the Falcons Saints game this past weekend? I haven't heard anybody say good or bad how he was.
He did a pretty good job at a couple of things. Like, I've seen some clips. Like, one of them was really going into talking about the end of the first half and the Falcons when Cousins throws it to Drummond. Drummond catches it, immediately hands it to Newsle. He right before the play, he's like, you know, if you can complete it across the field, he's like, we 15 seconds, you got time. He's like, we used to say 12 seconds.
Yep.
12 seconds is our thing. And he went through that, and it was a very good breakdown, and it literally plays out. And then you hear him as they are about to kick, you know, they're lined up to kick it. He goes, really good job of the Falcons there.
Do you remember the 12-second conversation with Raheem last year? Because you had 12 seconds on the clock when Kirk threw over the middle to
Against Tampa,
and they downed it with 1 second left.
I think that was Mooney.
12
that
seconds
it?
Is right on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how that always pans out.
So it feels interesting to go from potential Hall of Famers like the elite to a groin strike, but we got to talk about it.
You're elite at doing these kind of things, Allie.
Trayvon Moehrig will have a one-game suspension for that low blow. He's going to be appealing this decision.
I don't know what's to appeal. I mean, it's about as clear as day. It's kind of like the Jamar Chase spit thing from the other day. And he ends up putting out an apology letter yesterday or the day before, you know, to people that own his jersey and his fans. Yeah, you spit on somebody. the Morig thing, like it's as clear as day to me. And yeah, I don't know what the possible appeal could be, but I'm glad he got suspended for a game. Come on, man. It's ridiculous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I mean, I think a pill is just one of those things that you do these days. Oh, I'm going to pill it because he hit me in the face and he didn't get anything. That's probably his thought process. That's it. I mean, yeah, he's a good
systems in our country work this way. I got hit in the face. It's all right. You punched him in the groin.
Yeah. He's a good player, but it was a dumb move.
So the Bills added veteran receiver Brandon Cooks to their active roster.
Okay. I get it. They've got to find talent around Josh Allen. It's very clear to me. We had this conversation about whether or not our roster is better than the Bills outside of quarterback, which it sounds crazy to think that's even a conversation. I don't know that Brandon Cooks is that guy. He's been a couple of different places that – it's kind of fallen flat, and he seems to wear out his welcome in locker rooms more times than not, which they've seen that happen in Buffalo at the wide receiver position over the past few years, have they not, with Diggs and Keon Coleman, evidently. So maybe that's a situation where it kind of gets better. I don't know.
Brandon Cooks was an amazing college football player at Oregon State. He caught like everything. Guy was an absolutely baller there, and he's been a bit of a malcontent in the NFL. He's had some good years, but his personality has hampered his production.
Yeah, what is this, his fifth team? It's got to be like five or six. I feel like every other year we're talking about he got traded or he asked
I think he's had like three stints with the Saints.
Yeah, I think he has. I think you're right.
I think he's had a couple with Dallas.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
Speaking of the Saints, they signed kicker Cade York to their practice squad.
You know, the bigger story out of this was the fact that they tried out Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
Who is, he's basically going through Deshaun Watson
purgatory
stuff, yeah. But Groupie helped. I mean, that, look, we that's the thing that people kind of are forgetting a little bit is as good as the Falcons played, you're two Groupie missed field goals away from being a one score game.
No doubt. And we know just dealing with that same situation, that same building last year, how much that changes everything you do towards the end of the game. And your decision-making process. So, yeah, I don't blame them for working people out and signing whoever it needed to be because we've seen it happen up here plenty of times.
Well, coming up, Mike and Bo are going to have to make their picks super early this week. You're going to have to be psychic when it comes to these games. And it's also Which One Wednesday. There might be a heavy theme to this one today. Would you rather have to eat an entire can of cranberry sauce or an entire gravy boat of gravy? Which one?
Oh, God.
Think about it. It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.